We're here.
Oh my goodness. What an adorable cabin. I can't wait to toast marshmallows and...
Shh. I know you're excited. I know it's your big day out. But try to keep it together for a sec, will you?
Shut it, Elle. Just because you're the grump of the group doesn't mean that I have to tone down my excitement. And look how cute Jess's parents decorated it.
Whoa, wait. Bro, what are you doing here?
Oh my goodness. Jess said it was just a girls' weekend. She didn't mention anything about her brother joining us.
What do you mean there's no heat? In this fancy pants cabin, no heat? No way.
It is a bit chilly in here.
Well, yeah, but I figured it was because no one else arrived yet. Where's Jess?
Oh, goodness. I better call her and make sure she's safe out there on the roads.
Claire, no offense, but I'm pretty sure calling her is not going to help her while she's driving through a literal snowstorm.
I guess you're right.
So, you still didn't explain why you're here. Are you fixing the heat, or...
He's clearly trying to, but you haven't let him get a word in edgewise.
Ugh, whatever. Okay, so what's the deal?
3 hours? Does that mean the heat is, like, broken?
Obviously. But what about that big fireplace?
That's not enough to warm the whole cabin.
Between the fireplace and our body heat and my world-famous hot cocoa, I think we should be plenty warm. But that fire needs to get started stat. Can you handle that, dude?
Our body heat? You're not implying that we're gonna, like, cuddle or anything, are you?
Oh, what's wrong, Claire? Scared that Jess's brother is gonna give us cooties?
I actually was talking about me and you cuddling. I wasn't even talking about him.
Beggars can't be choosers. If you're cold enough, you'll get over it. Plus, he's kinda cute.
Oh, pretty fire.
Don't mind her. She doesn't get out much.
Hey! Yeah, I do! I go to the post office and... stuff.
I'm sure you do. Anyway, that really is a killer fire you got there.
It's so warm on my face. I just want to soak it all in.
All right, it's cuddle puddle time.
Excuse me? What in the world is a cuddle puddle?
Well, it's when me, you, and him cuddle. We need to share our body heat while the fire heats up the cabin.
Well, you don't have to make it sound so inappropriate.
Claire, I am begging you to act normal for 5 minutes of your life.
I will not be cuddling either of you.
Okay, then don't. Why don't you go to the kitchen and boil some hot water for the cocoa?
Fine, but you better not get up to any funny business.
Shh, we'll be just fine. So, how about it, handsome? You want to cuddle with your older sister's cute goth bestie? Oh, I really had to twist your arm, huh? Come here, cuddle up on the couch. I need your body heat. There we go. Oh, you're so warm. No, I did not squeak. Shut up. Oh, that's so nice. Wait, I'm just realizing now. Have we not seen each other since graduation? Oh my god, that feels like a lifetime ago. And when did you get so cute, dude? Of course I'm being serious. You're, like, totally handsome. I almost didn't recognize you. No, not like that. No, I just mean you grew up a lot, that's all. It really is quite cold. Not to make it weird, but could you like hug me a little bit? I'm honestly pretty cold. Yeah, that's so much better. Oh my god, it really does make a difference.
Oh, I didn't mean to walk in on your special moment. I'll go back in the kitchen.
We're literally just cuddling. Don't make it weird. And besides, I want some of that warm cocoa. Gimme.
I added a little bit of peppermint, too. And I made a mug for each of you.
Oh my god, Claire, you're too sweet. Too bad you won't let us cuddle you.
Elle, do you do anything other than embarrass me?
Yes, I drink this delicious hot cocoa. You know what, Claire? You might rival me for best cocoa because this is absolutely delicious.
Oh my god. Really?
Yeah, you're a natural.
Oh my god, thank you. I don't know why I'm blushing.
You're adorable, that's why. Now come cuddle with us. Dude, don't you agree? We need her to make this cuddle puddle session complete.
I don't know.
See, he wants you to join too.
Well, I guess I could just sit near you on the couch. Not necessarily cuddling, though.
Now that is the spirit. We just want to keep you warm, Claire. It doesn't have to be anything weird.
Thanks. I'm sorry that I'm always so shy. I've never really been cuddled.
Oh my god, you're joking, right?
Well...
Oh, no. That simply will not do.
No, I mean, it's totally fine. I don't even care. It's not like I want to cuddle or anything or feel warm in this big freezing house or...
No, absolutely not. I've heard enough. It is time for you to feel the joy of premium cuddles, Claire.
Well, but I don't want to impose. You look so warm and cozy, and what if I ruin it?
That's the best part. You cannot ruin cuddles. The more the merrier. Come on.
I don't know.
Claire, look at us. We want you to join. Right, dude?
But does he?
Tell her. See? We both want your cuddles.
Oh, okay, I guess. How do I do it? Where do I go?
We're gonna sandwich him in the middle so that we can share his body heat. He's the warmest of all of us by far.
Sandwich? What does that even mean?
Shh, come here. Okay, dude, move in closer to me. That way, she could just hop on the other side of you. Now, Claire, cuddle up real close to him.
Oh, wow.
And it gets even better. Let me drape this big blanket all over us.
Okay. I guess this actually is nice.
And most importantly, this is the best way for us to stay warm.
You might be onto something, Elle. Even if you are a little demanding.
I would never steer you wrong. And how about you? You doing okay, dude?
I don't think I've ever seen him smile so big.
Well, yeah. He is sandwiched between two cute girls, after all.
Well, maybe you're cute, but I...
No. None of that nonsense here. Claire, you are beautiful.
Shut up. You don't need to try to make me feel better by lying. You must think I'm stupid.
I think we've established that I am not nice enough to lie. But if you don't believe me, then why don't you ask him?
It's too embarrassing.
Fine, I'll do it. Do you think Claire is pretty?
Shut up! You guys don't have to lie. I can handle the truth.
I mean, would he really want you to cuddle him if you weren't cute?
Well, I guess that kind of makes sense.
I think it might help if you shift over and hug Claire. I don't mind being the big spoon for a bit.
No, you don't have to worry about... Oh, wow. That's kind of nice. You're so warm.
Claire, with all due respect, I think you are your biggest enemy. Because we both think you're cute and pretty and nice and very cuddle-able.
Do you really mean it?
Yes.
Wait, what? You don't think that you're cute either?
Huh? Dude, you're literally sandwiched between us. I mean, the body is nice and all, but like...
I think that you're one of the cutest guys that I have ever seen. But don't tell Jess I said that, please.
I agree with Claire, but you already know that.
How does he know that?
When you were in the kitchen, I told him I think he's really handsome.
Oh, is that why you looked all lovey-dovey when I got back out here?
Claire, you think everything is lovey-dovey. I can tell him he's attractive without trying to jump his bones.
I guess that's true. I just didn't want to be the third wheel or anything.
Well, right now, you're the one wrapped up in his arms, right?
Yes.
And that doesn't make me a third wheel either. We're just cuddling after all.
I do feel bad for hogging all of his warmth, though. Maybe he should wrap his arms around you for a bit now.
I mean, it is freezing. I would not mind some close-up premium cuddles right now. Oh, that's actually so nice. Dude, you are the warmest person I've ever met. How in the world do you trap so much heat?
I know, right? He's like a freaking furnace.
Speaking of furnaces, do you have any idea when the actual repair guy will get here?
2 hours? That's kind of a long time. I guess we'll just have to keep cuddling.
Not that I mind. Sometimes a good cuddling session really is just what the doctor ordered.
Elle?
Yes, Claire?
Do you think I could be your little spoon while he wraps his arms around you?
Look at you! Finally asking for what you want. Of course, come here.
This is so nice. Is this what you meant by cuddle puddle?
Exactly. Warm, cozy, cuddly goodness between all of us.
This is really, really cozy.
It is. His body heat is keeping me warm enough to keep you warm. And that fire is still going strong. It's pretty peak.
I think we may have discovered the most perfect cuddle position with this one.
You know what, Claire? I think that you're right. However, I've noticed that maybe my big spoon is feeling a little extra warm.
How can he possibly be too warm when it's freaking freezing in here, Elle?
I'm talking about a different kind of warmth.
Oh, you mean like his, like his, between his legs?
Yeah, his cock. Now, does it help that I've got on a short skirt with no panties on? Probably not.
No panties? What kind of wench are you?
Ugh, Claire, you're so sheltered. And besides, they were all in the wash.
Oh yeah, real convenient. You just wanted him to...
Is it okay if I play with your boobs a little bit, Claire? I think you're doing a little too much thinking.
Yes, it feels really nice, actually.
Good girl. And you, handsome. You've been hard for so long. So respectful this entire time. I grinded my ass against that hard cock and you didn't even try anything. I think you deserve to let it out and rub it against my thick ass cheeks while I play with Claire.
Is he... He's gonna put his naked cock on you?
I like cock, Claire. I want him to tease me a bit. Especially before he takes the rest of me. Oh, fuck. That cock is even warmer than the rest of you. My pussy's dripping.
Dripping? That sounds a bit dramatic. It's not like...
Oh, is that right? 'Cause what's all this wetness between your thighs, Claire?
I don't know. It's... that kind of feels good.
Have you ever had a girl touch you before, Claire?
No, but I've thought about it.
Good girl. Just close your eyes and... Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, you're inside me. Oh, fuck, that feels good. You fucking my wet pussy like that? Oh, you're so warm. Oh my god, your cock feels incredible. Oh, yeah.
Please slide a finger inside me.
Of course. But first, why don't you face me so I can kiss you?
Like this?
Yes. Just like that. And kiss me while I finger you, okay?
Okay.
I'll finger you at the same speed he's fucking my pussy. So it's like he's fucking us both. To get as deep as you want. I want you to fuck my pussy as deep as you fucking want.
I feel something building up. It's all tingly. I think it's...
Yeah, baby, you're gonna come, aren't you?
Is that what it is? I'm scared.
Spread your legs further. He's fucking me so deep. I'm gonna make you come when I come, okay?
He looks so sexy. Like he's gonna come.
Is that right, handsome? Are you gonna come right in my pretty pink goth fuckhole?
You're so dirty. You talk so dirty.
Yeah, you like it, baby. Just admit it.
I like it. I like it. I think I'm gonna...
Come right inside my pussy while I make her come on my fingers, okay? Drop that hot load right into my womb.
Oh,
fuck. good girl.
Wait, did he come inside you?
Yeah, he did. You want to see?
Yeah, I do.
Let's get this blanket all the way off of us. And I will go face down, ass up, right in front of your face. There we go. Look at that.
Oh my god. It's leaking out. It's so much.
He took the words right out of my mouth. Why don't you have a little taste, Claire?
Of your pussy?
You act like you didn't just come all over my fingers.
Okay, just a little lick.
Oh, yeah. There you go, Claire. Lick up that hot, sticky cream pie right from my pussy. Oh, such a good girl.
I don't know why, but every time you call me good girl, I get more wet.
More wet? Well, we can't have that. I think you need some cock, Claire.
I can't stop staring at his hard cock. It's been hard this whole time.
That's because he's watching you lick his cream pie from that little slit.
I guess it is a bit sexy.
But you know, Claire, it's best that you show some respect for his cock by cleaning it off for him.
Like a blowjob?
Exactly. Here, let's get on our knees. Now you take this side, and I'll take that side. Okay? And lick up and down his shaft.
Okay. Like this. I like how it tastes. It's making me drip.
That is perfect. Now, I want you to take his cock into your mouth while I suck on his balls, okay?
Yeah. Take his cock into my mouth.
Oh, they're so full. Heavy balls. Good girl, Claire. Now you suck his balls, and let me show you how I worship cock, okay?
Okay, sure. I'll lick his balls.
Oh my god. Yeah.
I've never seen anyone so cocky before, but you're really good at it.
Oh, I know. But I don't want to make him come this way. You still want to get fucked, don't you, Claire?
Yes. Yes. I want him to fuck my pussy.
Do you want to fuck her shy little pussy? How do you want her?
Oh, on top. I guess I could try.
You can do it. Just straddle him. There you go, just like that. I've got your hips. Now, I'm gonna just push you down onto his cock. Don't be embarrassed. You looked so pretty bouncing on his dick.
Should I get off now?
Here, I'll help you. Grab onto my arms.
Thank you.
Of course. And now, remember what I taught you.
Right. We clean off his cock.
Good girl. There you go. That's Jess. She's 15 minutes away.
Oh my goodness. I guess we'd better clean up.
I think that you are exactly right. How about a group shower?
Let's do it. This has been so much fun.
I completely agree. And now you know, a cuddle puddle isn't complete without a cuddle fuck. Right, Claire?